Today I want to talk about the expansion of the Board of Commissioners from 3 to 5 people. This is probably one of the most common things that comes up at the debates or interviews or forums, and sometimes I don't have the time to fully explain what all is going on and where we're going. So the purpose of this podcast is to articulate where we are right now, where we're going, and why I support that measure and why I think you should too. So currently we have 3 commissioners in 3 districts, District 1, 2, and 3. I am running to represent District 3. As it is now, you need, for voting matters, 2 votes to constitute a majority, obviously. But the real problem with the system that we currently have is that in the primary election, the one that we're just figuring out who are the top 2 candidates that are going to advance to the general, it's not partisan, so it could be 2 Republicans, 2 Democrats, 2 Independents, but that is by district only. So in our primary election, only people from District 3 voted, and they voted to send myself and my opponent to the general election. What's interesting about the county commission is that in the general election, the big one in November, everyone from the county will vote for the county commissioners regardless of their district. Now, on the face of it, that may seem like a good idea, but it's problematic for a couple of reasons. First, when you have a representative democracy, you want to make sure you have all voices, you know, being fairly represented. So let's say the political makeup of Spokane County is something to the effect of, just for the sake of the example, 66% Republican, and then 33% Democrat, which may or may not be close to the actual numbers. But if that was the case, you would expect to see 2 Republican commissioners and 1 Democratic commissioner, because that would be an accurate reflection of our population. The way it is as of now is that 66% gets to decide all 3 commissioners, and they get to decide it regardless of district. So in recent elections, my opponent has lost in his own district. The people of District 3 wanted somebody else, but the people of District 1 and 2 overrode that. And so if you're in the party of power, I'm not trying to pick on Republicans here or anything. It's just how the power structure has been. It may seem very appealing, but it's worthwhile taking that pause and wondering, well, what if the dynamics were flipped? What if the party that I support or the person that I support is getting overridden every single time that they go up for re-election? You're essentially having your vote nullified by other people outside your district. So when we expand from 3 commissioners to 5, it changes this, and it's really exciting. So we will have 5 new districts drawn. The architects of that will be 2 Republicans, 2 Democrats, and then they have to come up with a 5th person to put on this organization or committee, and they will be able to hopefully draw the maps with fairness. They're not going to be the elected officials, so they have really, really very little room to gerrymander. And what will happen is that in the primary election, it'll be like it is now. You will vote for the commissioner in your district, and then in the general election, you will vote for the commissioner only in your district. Now, this is really smart because it creates fair representation. It also ties the commissioners to their district, and then they can really be an advocate for that community in ways that sometimes they forget about other individuals. There's a lot of individuals feeling like their vote doesn't really matter because candidates can rely on different parts of the county to essentially push them through, and they can ignore their own district. So that's very, very exciting. It's very important, and it's representative of our other systems of democracy. So take, for example, Washington, right? We have a number of Congress members, but even thinking about our state legislature, you know, the Senate, the House Senate, or the state senate or the state House of Representatives. And so what you've got with that is every community gets to send forth their representative. That makes a lot of sense. If we applied our current model of how we run the election with the county commissioners to statewide, you would see Seattle and King County pick every single representative because they would have more bodies. They just have a greater population. And in some ways, you can kind of see this reflected on how we vote for the Senate. Our U.S. senator, you know, often people aren't super fired up about the Senate election because it seems more or less of a foregone conclusion that Western Washington is going to decide. And since they have such a greater population, that's what we get. So, I'm really excited to see an election that is actually reflective of our representative democracy and then allows those voices to, you know, allows people to put forth the individual from their community that they want to represent them and actually have them at the table. So the other two things that this will do, expanding from 3 to 5, and they're somewhat obvious, is that it will increase the number of people required for a majority. So then you're going to need 3 votes instead of 2 on voting matters. That is going to require greater consensus building. That is going to require people to come up with more comprehensive solutions, and that's a benefit all the way around. And then the last thing it does is it decreases the ratio of citizen to commissioner ratio, commissioners to citizens. So currently it's 1 to 166,000. By going up to 5, we'd go to 1 to 500,000. Excuse me, 1 to 100,000. A county of our size needs more representation, more expertise at the table, and allowing individuals to be able to specialize within their district a bit more so, you know, certain areas aren't being neglected and certain areas aren't just, you know, kind of getting the exclusivity of the attention. So that's very, very important. The cost is something that gets brought up a lot. I really want to clear that up. So the two ideas that I have, one, we could slash the salary of the county commissioners by about 40%. And then adding 2 more would make it revenue neutral. It would not cost anything more than it does today. So that is one way to think about it. And that's certainly something I'd be trying to advocate for as best I can in the position, if elected. The other thing to think about is when we talk about money on a government level, sometimes we can forget the scale of it. You know, $500,000, that's a lot of money for any single person to own and possess. $500,000 for a county of 500,000 people, that means the entire cost of this is $1 per person. Now, granted, that's one way to look at it. That's not necessarily how, you know, it shakes out. It's not like, you know, the county commissioners are going to be, you know, walking around doorbelling, grabbing a dollar from everyone. But that's just something to keep in mind, that when you hear people kind of, you know, ring the bell on saying, oh, it's going to cost too much, we have to make sure that we look at that in terms of scale and what resources we have available. So a dollar per person is not breaking the bank. And so I am really, really excited to see the county commissioners expand to a group of 5. We definitely have the ability to pull it off financially. We have a couple avenues to pursue that. It is more reflective and inclusive of an election system, and it looks like every other form of government that we have. And yeah, you know, I don't understand why anyone would be against this. I guess the last thing I want to add on is that just because my opponent likes to bring it up quite frequently, there was a 2015 initiative that proposed the same thing. It got shot down by the electorate. So it lost on the ballot. It only took 45% of the vote. You need that 51%. But there was a very specific reason for why it didn't pass. It just simply expanded the size of the commission. It did not change how we would vote for these people. It didn't change the structure. So it was just truly adding on excess without creating, you know, greater representation. What it would have done is we would have had 5 commissioners, and whichever party had the 51% would have all 5. So that's why it got shot down. Our legislator put together, you know, a better plan, a plan that actually changes the elections for the best. And it won overwhelming bipartisan support, We are talking, you know, bleeding heart liberals and hardcore conservatives were able to rally around this thing. So the only people that I see very, very upset about the expansion are those that are afraid it could erode their or their party's power. And that is not what our democracy is about. So I hope this was informative. I know this is kind of dense and getting into the weeds, but since it comes up so often, I just wanted to have a little bit more time than I usually do to express it. It's a really, really good thing to be happening. It's already been set in motion. It's going to be implemented by 2022. And this isn't something we should be relitigating or literally litigating with our taxpayer dollars and time. The change has happened. It's for the best. It has bipartisan support. It's fiscally responsible, creates accurate representation, and there's really no one on earth that should oppose this thing. So if you have any questions, always feel free to reach out. We're on Facebook, Twitter, email. My cell number is on my website. You can also text that. I'm trying to respond to everyone as fast and as quickly as possible. And then be sure to look out for our upcoming debates, interviews, and other articles as they continue to dissect this topic and show the differences between how I would approach it and my opponent would. And after all of that, I will see you on the other side of this election.